In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
There are two things I want to talk about with this guy.
What's that?
One, we've watched him for 7 years.
Yeah.
It still does not make physical sense how a man that large moves that fast.
Yeah.
Right? And goofy looking. Because he is goofy looking when he does.
He's a buffalo.
He is a human buffalo. The other funny thing, if you watch the play from Josh's back, because they showed this replay at one point yesterday, brand new wide receiver Brandon Cooks, he's been with the team less than 2 weeks. The funniest thing about that play is all the other receivers know at what point Josh is going to run.
Because
you see everybody start to block. Gabe Davis is blocking. Khalil Shakir is blocking. Josh Allen is 20 yards down the field. Brandon Cooks turns his head and puts his hand in the air like, throw me the ball. And he's like, he's only 15 yards away. And Brandon, he's like, oh, crap. And he grabs the guy next to him. Your Buffalo Bills with a monster 39-34 win over the Bengals yesterday. We are the number one seed when it comes to wild cards right now in the AFC. We are 2 games back of the New England Patriots. We go see them on Sunday, and the vibes are good.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to find out
how, we are cooking, buddy,
how good the vibes are across from me in this room. Because Tommy, Kimmy, he made some picks on Friday.
Yes, he did.
We're going to find out how those picks went. You ready? Everybody ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay, all right, let's do the damn thing.
Like it is. And now we find out how it was. Ulay, excuse post-game Monday in the break room on WCMF.
Let's get to our first pick from Tommy on Friday on CMF. Over-under, 2.5 touchdown passes for Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow.
So we don't know who's going to be on the field.
Defense?
The defense.
Wise, no.
Scrapshoot.
Yeah.
No, I don't think he gets it. I'm going to take the under.
You thought you would over?
I'm
going to
say this again.
He is old.
Listen here.
Look, it would be the most.
Going to have some time to throw, I think.
It would be. Well, their offensive line is also awful. That's why he got hurt in the first place. I don't even know how to pick this game, Kimmy, because, like, every strength, every weakness of one team is the weakness of another
team.
Okay,
so it's a wash.
Well, maybe.
But if it's a wash, then I'm going to go with the Bills.
No, but if it's a wash, it doesn't mean that the Bills are going to be able to succeed.
No. I mean, it's a crapshoot, like anything in life, you know.
So, to be clear.
To be clear.
Oh, my God, I hate you so much.
To be clear.
You are under.
Under.
2.5 touchdown passes.
Pretty boy.
For Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Okay. Joe Burrow yesterday. 25 of 36.
Yep.
284 yards through the air. 4 touchdown passes. 4. He equaled what he had thrown in the 3 games previous.
Yeah. Did not see that coming. Not in a snow game.
He did pretty good.
But that is not the story of this game.
What is the story?
Joe Burrow, I would argue, had the best game in NFL history of a quarterback who cost his team the game.
Yeah.
Because those picks are squarely on him, both of them. Both of those picks are 100%.
I see what you're saying.
But, I mean, he threw it. He could have pulled it down. He made it. He made the move on both of them. And there is something about watching Joe Burrow's smug-ass, arrogant face change as Josh ran for that 3rd and 15. It made me feel like I could bench 1,000 pounds. Because he just is like, yeah, man, yeah, I'm just like, and even when they're down 2 scores and they drive the field, I'm just throwing the ball, Mike, a second, check me out. And then when Josh hits that 3rd and 15, the game is over. They go to his face. Oh, wait, what?
Well, he has a very soft look. I'm telling you, man, that kid looks soft.
I don't think he shows much emotion, period.
But he's just very, he's pretty.
He is very pretty.
Right.
You loved Joe Burrow until you saw that documentary. Now you hate
Joe Burrow. I don't hate him.
You hate Joe Burrow.
But he doesn't come across as a quarter. He doesn't even come across. If you told me, if I just saw that guy, I'd go, I would not think that dude's an athlete. Especially a
there
NFL
were a lot
quarter.
Of quarterbacks that didn't look like athletes.
Patrick Mahomes,
well, he just looked
weird. I know,
weird.
Like there are a lot of like guys that like look at Tom Brady coming out of college. Yeah. He didn't look like an athlete.
Yeah, but they bulked him up good.
Calm down over there.
Okay.
You're 0 for 1, but that's okay. Right. You got 3 left to go. Four left to go. Let's get to our second pick from Tommy on CMF. Over under 100 yards rushing for Bills running back James Cook.
Oh, he's going to be running around like a madman.
God damn it.
He's going to tear it up. Lock. It's going to be a joke out there.
You don't think that the Bengals are going to be looking for that up front? Like, they're that's what they're the most prepared
they can't
for
stop
at this
them.
Point?
Well, I mean, they're going to be prepared like, all you want.
I mean,
you
if you watched
the
Steelers game last week, I think the Bengals kind of know what's coming.
But the Steelers knew
couldn't
what were coming.
Stop them.
I mean, look, the Bills.
They set a record
I don't
in that
think
stadium.
The Steelers knew the Bills were going to run it that much.
Okay, but
I mean, they ran the same play over and over
but
again.
But I think that kind of goes to Tommy's point.
It's a swinging door, man.
The Bills ran the same play 26 times, and they couldn't stop it.
Right.
Sure.
So you are over. My concern more is what James Cook had to do last week versus what he's got left in the tank for this week. That's my concern.
He didn't get beat up in that game.
You get hit every play.
No, but I mean, like, it wasn't like he didn't get, like, throttled. Like, I mean, general tackling should not, you should not be exhausted from that 7 days later.
It's weird you bring that up because general tackling, one of the worst World War II generals.
Well, he couldn't get his arms around Hitler.
It's a two. James Cook yesterday.
Yeah.
18 carries. Over 4 yards a carry for 80 yards.
Wait, he didn't get 100 yards?
No.
80
Jesus
yards.
Christ.
If he doesn't fumble on the three, he gets his 100 yards.
Would it have been?
Well, no. It's not that play. Here's what I mean.
Oh, they kind of slowed that down after that.
No, it's not that they stopped handing him the ball. The Bills were so far behind, they had to throw the ball to get back in the game. Like, that drive where Josh ran for that touchdown, they were going no huddle, chucking the ball the entire time. If the Bills, they would have taken the lead on that play, if I'm not mistaken. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. That would have given them the go-ahead.
So if you get a stop, or even if you're playing possession for possession, you have the ability to run your whole offense. When James Cook fumbled that ball, you had to go into nothing but passing offense. I will say something to keep an eye on.
Yes, yes,
sir. All right. Remember on Friday when I told you there was a statistical dip in production for players who run over 30 times the next week?
Somewhere, yeah.
In the last 2 weeks, James Cook has fumbled the ball 4 times. He's lost 2. That is not something we're used to seeing from James Cook the last 2 seasons. I am curious, is he starting to cough the ball up because of the work he's been getting the last couple of weeks?
Because his arms are tired?
His body's getting tired.
He has all week to rest, and he's a young man.
We talked to Fred Jackson a couple of years ago about the pain, like the punishment of running back
games.
And he told us, it feels like he's been in a car accident up until Friday.
Well, that's kind of what they say, right, when you play?
But for him to say, like, my body doesn't even feel like it's – he said he didn't feel normal after a season until a month after the season was over.
Right, I mean, let his body heal?
Yeah, like, you got
to – So you think maybe he's so banged up he can't hold on to the ball?
Not that he's banged up. Like, you're just – you know, that's a lot of punishment. It's something to keep an eye on the next couple of weeks.
Right.
If he keeps coughing the ball up like that, is this the miles that he's been taking this year starting to show? Something to think about.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
But you're 0-2 right now. 0-2.
Nice.
But it's okay. You got picks left, buddy. You can turn this thing around. You can still end up with a winning record. Let's get to our third pick from
Tommy. Let's do it.
On CMF. Over under 1.5 an interception for Josh Allen.
I got to think, if you're running Cooksey that much, He's not going to have to throw them.
He ran him 32 times last week. Josh Allen threw an interception. Oh, my God.
Listen.
And by the way.
Listen, so it's going to be the same thing this week that happened last week?
Here's the thing.
It's going to happen this week.
Here's the thing.
That's the way the life works.
That's
the sun goes up, the sun goes down.
Wait a minute. That's what you're counting on with your James Cook pick, that the same thing that happened last week is going to happen this week.
Different person.
Why are you doing that with your hand?
I don't know. Putting forward.
Oh, my God.
I don't think he throws an interception this week. I think he cleans it up. He's got to.
No, he doesn't have to.
Yes, he has
to. You want him
to. You're paying this guy $250 million a year.
Again.
You better get your crap together.
Again, they're paying you to be entertaining, not happening.
Oh, so you're saying on to Josh Allen with the break room.
No. That Josh Allen behind you is the Josh Allen of the break room. Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Wasn't going to throw much, Kimmy. 22 of 28 yesterday.
Yeah, I didn't think he would either.
251 passing yards, 4 total touchdowns.
Damn.
And no picks.
Look at that.
No interceptions. And I am here to argue that stat alone is why they won this game.
Oh, yeah.
The Bills had exactly enough possessions to pull that out. It was the perfect combination yesterday of crazy Josh and professional Josh. He took what they gave him.
Mm-hmm.
When it was on the line, he came through big time. You, again, 2 touchdowns on fourth down, a 40-yard touchdown run, and a 17-yard scamper on 3rd and 15 to ice the game. Like, he only delivered in the big moments.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. Unbelievable.
So has he got the record now for the most rushing touchdowns?
He got it last week, so now he's just adding.
Oh, I think he broke his own record for like the longest rushing touchdown by a Bills quarterback.
Yes.
Yeah,
that was his longest rushing touchdown of his career. So you're 1-2.
All right, come on now.
Come on, let's do this. Let's even it out right here. Let's get to our fourth pick from Tommy on CMF. Tommy, do the Bills win this game? And if so, is it by 6 points or more?
So I do think the Bills will win.
Huh, okay.
There you go.
Yep.
And I do think that they will.
Nope.
Cover those 6 points.
Okay. Yeah.
But if we're looking farther afield, Pat, I do think.
I do think
the Bills will have this game in hand. I don't think it's going to be a close game in the end.
Based on what?
Based on my personal feelings and conversations we've had previously in the break room.
Based on his picks.
On experts that have contributed to the show.
So what are you saying?
I think they will win by at least 10 points.
Which makes that.
Well, that makes that. What is this, Cincinnati? Is it the Crescent City?
Queen City.
Wait, Queen City blowout.
You could have went with Bengals. It could have been a Bengal blowout. Better alliteration.
What? Well, if that kid didn't slip, we'd have had another touchdown.
Yeah.
I don't know how the rest of the game would have gone.
And if Christian Benford didn't make the most athletic possible play for a defensive
back. No, keeping that one. That one stays.
I got you.
Add that.
I get it.
I would like to illustrate again. How much?
Couple sentences.
Iterate and illustrate.
Everybody hates you. When the
what
Bills
did I do?
When
they
the,
won.
When the Bills were down in this game, I was getting legitimate. Like I'm scared for my safety.
Well, am I getting like death threats?
No, like legit. You and I both. Because like, you're facilitating this. You're allowing them to cancel the pit. No, like I'm serious. People were furious. In fact, one guy I was effing with after because he sent me this big long paragraph. Like, well, the Bills were really down and it looked bad. And then after I was like, what? Did you not have faith? Blocked me.
Oh, really?
He blocked me on Instagram. Yeah. We're on the same team, man.
Yeah, true.
But you're 1-3. Let's see how the bonus pick worked out here.
By the way, you can't tell me
already
that
kid. Already looked. Go ahead.
You did not look. Not so fast, buddy. I think Joe Burrow is going to flop out of this game.
Okay.
I think his game is going to suck.
Yeah.
I think he's going to have his worst performance
those two interceptions.
Of the season.
Worst performance of the season.
When he's on the sidelines with his head in his hands.
Oh, yeah.
No. That dude's going to be openly crying because he's a soft-handed pretty boy. Mr. Manicured Nails is going to be weeping openly because he's going to have his worst game of the season.
They're not going to have anyone to get to him. He's going to cry about what?
That's why it's so frustrating.
Well, Javon Solomon's going to make him cry?
How do you know?
You don't even know who that is.
I don't know.
I could have just made that name
Jamar.
Up. I could have just made.
I don't know if Jamar
not
knows
even the name
who
I
he
said.
Is.
Not even the name I said.
But that's so Jamar. That's my bonus pick. He gets his ass handed.
Your bonus pick was he's crying.
Joe Burrow will cry.
Okay. I mean, openly cry.
Not from injury or anything, but from purely
doesn't
just
matter.
How
no, you know what?
Playing.
I am fine with tears. Okay. Period. Right. I'm fine with any kind of tears.
Your bonus pick is Joe Burrow.
He's
going to
be crying like his idol
television.
Elton John behind the piano at Lady Di's funeral.
Goodbye, Orchard Park. No tears. as Ozzie would say.
Zero
but
tears.
That kid did blow the game.
No, I agree with you. That he caught, he played, he had
it cost him the season.
He had one of his best performances of his career, and he cost him the game,
except for a little bit of time. Yeah,
he's icy, but no tears.
Right,
Kimmy, ladies and gentlemen,
yes,
icy, no tears.
Got an icy, ice cold face at all times.
Much like Kimmy,
you cannot read his emotions. So yeah,
much like Kimmy,
no tears.
All right, so 1-4, congratulations. We get back into this game with our good buddy. He was there on the sidelines yesterday freezing his ass off.
Oh.
From 13 Wham and Buffalo Plus, our good buddy, Filthy Mouth Dan Fates, just after 9 o'clock here on a postgame Monday on CMF.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.